everybody's getting a story now. And this is one of the coolest things about wrestling. That has not been the case. All right. Like Legado and LWO would just be having matches. They wouldn't be getting designated backstage segments where they're talking about the reason why they're fighting. They wouldn't get in-ring promos where they're talking about why they hate each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Shit's about to hit the fan. Welcome to Unsanctioned Thursdays on Wrestling with Freddy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Unsanctioned Thursdays, the show that you, the people, made happen. With me, as always, is Jeff Dye. Let's start the show. All right, you guys, this is a big one for me anyway. And for us, I mean, we're going to talk the future of WWE, but I wanted to share with you guys some of the process of trying to create your own federation and what that's like. I'm trying to get a TV deal first to go through. So it's a concept with a sizzle reel that we shot that's about 5.5 minutes long, a little bit shorter. I think the original cut was 5.5. I think cut it down to 5:02. And just to keep things short and sweet, but you still have to get all the information in there. And I went to my first place to pitch. I'll disclose everywhere I went after we've gone everywhere, but I don't want to expose people in any sort of way before I've seen everyone. Cause you know, someone says yes, I want to treat everybody else with respect too, and hopefully get more than one yes. But we pitched to the first place. It was while I was on vacation in Hawaii. That's how much I want to make this shit happen, that I pitched when I was on vacation in Hawaii. The pitch went well. It was only the person who needs to say yes that was on the Zoom meeting.
Nice.
And it was me and my two producers, who are awesome and have a lot of experience in like documentary stuff. And the type of show we're doing is a little bit different. And there is a documentary style to it as well. So there's some more information for the people out there. But yeah, it went really well. The lady asked all the right questions. She enjoys wrestling. She respected wrestling, which I was very nervous about, because a lot of places, there's only so many places you can pitch because not everybody loves professional wrestling or respects it. But she treated it with a ton of respect. She even knew a little bit about it. She knew some people in the business that have transferred over. So she was as educated as she could be without being, you know, like a huge fan of wrestling. But yeah, the meeting went really well. I should find out this week if it's a yes or a no. She's the only one that has to really do it. She's processing it and putting it up against, you know, their other shows that they're going to pick up and things like that. Do they have the budget for it and all that kind of good stuff? But if they say yes, I will still take the other meetings. But I'll let you guys know that we already have a yes. If they say no, I'll tell you that too. If I fall on my face, you will know. And if I'm flying real high, you guys will know that too. So that's the process so far. I had another meeting booked for tomorrow, which will have been Tuesday this week, but it's getting rescheduled. So I won't have any new information for you guys just yet. It's a couple weeks until my next meeting. This will go for about the next 8 weeks, I'm imagining. And then I'll know for sure. But anyway, that's the update, Jeff. Sorry for blathering forever.
What are you talking about? That's great news. We're excited. That's what we want. We want updates, buddy.
And now let's talk wrestling. So everything's changing. It's the Triple H era, or as did Stephanie McMahon say, the Paul Levesque era or the Triple H era? Either way, it is the Triple H era. He is in charge. The Rock is not in charge. Triple H is in charge. And we've really seen that over the last few weeks in the stories that they've been telling. Everybody's getting a story now. And this is one of the coolest things about wrestling. That has not been the case. All right. Like, Legado and LWO would just be having matches. They wouldn't be getting designated backstage segments where they're talking about the reason why they're fighting. They wouldn't get in-ring promos where they're talking about why they hate each other. They'd just be wrestling. Everyone has a story. Everybody's represented. If you're Japanese, you have people to watch and connect with. If you're Latino, you have people to watch and connect with. And they're not just wrestling. They're getting actual storylines. He's doing subtitles for people and saying, yo, just speak your language and do your thing. Like, who cares? If people don't understand it, they'll read. They can read. I've loved everything he's tried to implement. I think he's done a great job. I think the only places where they dropped the ball a little is on getting talent. I think not getting Will Ospreay was a mistake. But outside of that, man, I can't say enough good things about where wrestling's going. And people are trying to compare it to the Attitude Era, and I would discourage y'all from doing that and just let it be what it is. Let's see what this era is going to be. Right now, we're calling it the Triple H era. 10 years from now, the fans will define what it's called and we'll know what it is. But it's not the Attitude Era. It's different. It's unique. It's its own living, breathing thing right now. And like The Rock said, and The Rock is not solely responsible for this because other wrestlers contributed to make it cool. But when he said wrestling's cool again, he was right. But it was cool before The Rock came in to save the day and have that whole storyline. It was already cool, like Seth Rollins said. And that's because of the work that all these wrestlers have put in AEW and WWE. But we're talking WWE this week, Jeff. I'm really excited. What say you about the state of the WWE?
I'm excited about it. Things seem to be going in a nice direction. We've been waiting for a Vince-less era forever. We don't condone any of the behavior that he's done and all those things that we weren't really aware of. We just love the world of wrestling, right? We're excited that now Triple H is at the helm. And I remember when Triple H got it like to run NXT or whatever, there was nothing better. NXT was amazing. And everyone, everyone was like, that's because Vince isn't doing it. Triple H is doing it. So I think that's really what they're trying to say in a way to separate themselves from the recent Vince kind of scandal is to be like, look, it's the Triple H era. It's the Triple H era because we've never named an era after any one person. It was these terms we used was like the Attitude Era,
PG era.
Yeah, these kind of things. We named it after a guy. We weren't like, oh, that's the, you know, DX era. No, there was so many more things going on in the DH. But I think that's what they're trying to do. And I think that's what they're trying to say is like now Paul's in charge. Now Triple H is in charge. And what feels good about that is where the second Vince left, everyone was saying like Michael Cole feels much better on the announcing. Feels better, you know. Got wrestlers are coming back because they don't mind working with Triple H. Some women are coming back because they don't have to fear being sexually harassed or treated like a second class citizen. So I think what we're really saying is Triple H is here, and it's going to be a lot better, and you're gonna witness a lot more kind of healthy modern style management.
And I don't think he's going anywhere because they're doing bigger business than they have ever done. The previous gross record was 21.6 million here in Los Angeles, and they broke that record. They sold more than 90,000 tickets for both days. They crushed Philadelphia. Business is booming. It's literally bigger than ever. The wrestling business is so crazy, man. It keeps getting bigger, not smaller. And this town was trying to get rid of it and take it off TV 10 years ago. Let's talk about the Bloodline. They've done a great job with this story. It's had multiple chapters from its inception to its comic relief characters when Sami Zayn joined and became honorary, to the addition of new members like Solo Sikoa, to the many times people have tried to take away what is rightfully Roman's, his seat at the head of the table, to bringing in The Rock. And now the championship is gone. The thing to fight for is gone. So what's left to fight for? Only one thing, Jeff, the head of the table.
Exactly.
This story has to come to fruition. The Rock cannot be done with wrestling, and he's not, because IATSE's talking about striking, and so no movies are going to get made for a little while, and that's why The Rock's doing this in the first place. Well, I'm sure he loves wrestling too, but that's the main reason why. And it's not going to end anytime soon, so he still has time to wrestle, and this should, and I believe everyone thinks, it will lead to a match for who is the true head of the table. The Rock looked good in the ring. He could still move. He could still wrestle. His chest isn't as dieseled out as Roman Reigns, but he still looked great out there. And it's got to lead to Roman Reigns versus The Rock for who is truly the head of the table. And whoever is going to go make the movie next will be the one that loses that match, and the one that remains will be the head of the table. What do you think, Jeff? What do you want to see?
I love that. I think I kind of said this once on a past episode, but I love that the head of the table, that like pepper necklace or whatever the thing is. That red
I like
thing.
Pepper necklace. I like
that. Yeah, whatever the heck that thing is. It's become a title. They've made it a belt. So it's like, if you've got all these guys competing for who the head of the table is, it's become its own thing. Like, they don't have to say we've got a new strap. They just, now we kind of have this thing that is like, who is the head of the real head of the table isn't even in the Bloodline. It's Paul Heyman. That's who the head of the table is. God, I love that guy. I wish we spent more time talking about him.
Paul Heyman is, I know I'm supposed to say Bobby Heenan, but he's Paul better. Heyman is the greatest manager ever. And I've even said Bobby Heenan's better on this podcast, but I think I just say that out of respect to Bobby Heenan. I personally loved Paul Heyman more than Bobby Heenan. He was my favorite. And I think that's the first time I've ever said that on this podcast. Like, he's so next level great on the microphone that it's hard to say someone is second to him, because the gap, I think, is so big between his mic skills and everyone else's. His ability to get a crowd to love him or hate him in seconds is second to none. So if you want to talk about Paul Heyman for the rest of this show, I have no problem doing that.
No, I just love him, and I think he deserves some honorable mention. But I will say that I think this bloodline could be one of the most badass stables to ever exist in pro wrestling. But I wish they would move the writing outside of inter-fighting and make it just this like hard group that nobody can penetrate. You know, everyone's trying to fight the family, and almost everybody's got some sort of battle with the family. I don't want to see them crumbling from within. I'd like to see all the people trying to get to the bloodline, but blood is thicker than water and they can't kind of penetrate how badass. Because it seems like no matter how successful the stable gets, someone branches off, you know, The Rock from the Nation of Domination, or now Damian Priest seems like maybe he's leaving. Maybe he's going to do a solo thing.
I hope he doesn't, but he could.
It's what it feels like, in my opinion. But it's all these different things. And so I really wish we could keep the bloodline's inner squabblings down and boost up them being this inseparable family that just takes over wrestling. I think that'd be a lot cooler.
I think there's room for both of those things to happen, for them to have inner fighting. And then when that story's solved, there is a new leader, and then they can have strength again. Because they, if you remember, they did have strength, and they had the tag titles and the Universal Championship. And there was no crack in the armor or crack in the wall. Everything was solid. And it wasn't until a little bit of doubt came from Sami Zayn, when he started putting seeds of doubt into Jey Uso, that's when things started to crack a little bit. So I think they can go up and down with that kind of story and become strong again, because I don't think Rock's going to beat Roman Reigns to be the head of the table. And I'm hearing WWE's already signed another Fatu cousin who'll be coming soon, and probably another one pretty soon after that. So there's room for fresh blood to get in there. And maybe that story that you're hoping for does happen, dude. But the bloodline story has been awesome for multiple years now. And they've been killing it. They've just been killing it.
Yeah, I love it. I think that what they've done, they know they got a jackpot there. And I think, where do you think Roman goes from here?
Well, after The Rock, then I think he's going to Hollywood. I think he'll beat The Rock, and then someone in the bloodline will have to beat him and become the new head of the bloodline. I don't know who's going to be ready for that. Maybe it's one of the new people coming in. Maybe it's an Uso brother. I don't know. But if the rumors are true and he is going to take a break and try to make movies, then that would make the most sense. Speaking of jackpots, WWE is finding new ways to make money, Jeff, and they're putting sponsors in the ring. They're putting sponsors around the ring. Everywhere. They've got a hydration station that was used to destroy more people. Well, you had to have something else to throw at people.
But are we PG or are we not, Rock? What's going on?
I thought it was hysterical, PG or not. PG means whatever anyone says it means these days. They bleed now. They cuss. They're dropping F-bombs. There's nothing PG about WWE lately. I was cracking up. I will say this. There are spots that really work well for Snoop Dogg in professional wrestling. And I get, because he did a great job with the Olympics with Kevin Hart, that they wanted to give him a shot doing commentary. But he was with Kevin frigging Hart. And that's why That's why it was working so well, because he was with a professional comedian. It did not work in this sense when he was on commentary. Not even his goodbye was good, great, and not because he was leaving. it was actually funny and good. But everything other than that, man, it really took away from the match, and I wish they hadn't have done that. We had
you've
to find something
keep
to complain
Snoop
about.
Off the microphone. Keep him off the microphone. This guy, I love you, Snoop. I love your attitude. I love your career. I love pretty much everything about you. But when you try to be funny, he didn't know the names of moves. That like some of the moves, he was like, "Oh snap! What was that? You gotta watch your back, boo boo." I'm like, "What is he? Oh, look at this chick!" One time they took a table out and he did a Scooby-Doo impression that showed that he's almost 60 years old. It was the most embarrassing, cringy. He's like, "Oh, they got picnic tables up in this place. Oh, Scooby-Doo, get the table, boo-boo." I was like, "Oh my gosh, get him out of the commentary." Brutal. Brutal.
God bless you, Snoop. Please stay off commentary. But anytime you want to save a match at WrestleMania and beat up The Miz, we're here for it. Thank you for listening to Unsanctioned Thursdays. I hope you guys are liking the show. We love doing it for y'all. Don't forget to write us some reviews. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your mamas, tell everybody that you know. Play it for your dogs. And we'll see you guys each and every week. On behalf of Jeff, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. saying peace.
We out.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.